The Gospel according to John, chapter 17, verse 1 through to 11. After saying this, Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you, and through the power over all mankind that you have given him, let him give eternal life to all those you have entrusted to him. And eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth and finished the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, it is time for you to glorify me with that glory I had with you before ever the world was. I have made known your name to the men you took from the world to give me. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now at last they know that all you have given me comes indeed from you. For I have given them the teaching you gave to me, and they have truly accepted this, that I came from you, and have believed that it was you who sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. The most extraordinary thing that Jesus said in the minds of his hearers was when he referred continually to his Father as Abba Father, that intimate, familial, homely way. Oh yes, the Jews had the idea of God as Father, God as Mother, God as Creator, God as lawgiver, God as rewarder. But it was a God out there. And Jesus spoke of God, as I say, in this homely, intimate way. And Jesus was, according to John, at the peak of his glory on the cross. The hour has come. Glorify your Son. And Jesus was glorified on the cross because of the power that was in him that could overcome anything and everything, even the ultimate in human existence, death. And he wanted his disciples to share in this power. He wanted his disciples to have confidence. Eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and to know not just in an intellectual, academic way, but to know in the way of life, of experience. Glory was associated with a power, and Jesus showed this power on the cross, giving this power to his mother and the beloved disciple. And we celebrate in this passage our association with Jesus, and through Jesus, with the Father. Our hour is always coming. Our hour is always there for us to receive glory through Christ from the Father, and to give glory through Christ to the Father.